Well, I think we should give a big round of applause just because it's Friday, huh? Oh, yeah. Time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. This is your Friday edition. Standing by, we've got realty expert Caitlin Soli, and we'll talk with Caitlin right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into ah. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, we are back in the studio. Here we go. Realty expert Caitlin Soli is here. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's your week going? What'd you do to your finger?
So I went golfing and
one of those golf injuries.
It's a really unfortunate story. So I was getting out of the golf cart, and you know how the golf carts have the poles on like the front?
Yep.
I went to grab it, and I was on hole four. Yeah. Someone on hole six teed off, and the ball hit my finger.
No way!
And smashed in the pole.
Oh.
And it's like, it's so unfortunate because it's like the odds of that happening are less than getting like a hole in one. Like,
But you know, even if it would have been a couple inches either way, it probably could have hit you and it could have been worse. But
it still hurts. This happened last Friday.
Did you cry?
So it's been a week now and I didn't cry. I like instantly my face like teared up.
Oh, I would imagine.
But I was golfing with Hunter and then his friend. So like me being with guys, I was like, don't cry. Hurts so bad.
Did you at least swear?
In my head, I was swearing. And then, so the nice thing is though, is the person who teed off, he came down and he's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't see where the ball went. So that's why he didn't yell like
Okay.
or anything like that. He was probably only like 16 or 17. So I thought, I was like, okay, at least he was like respectful enough to come apologize.
Sure. Now, I would imagine you probably didn't know what it was right away either. Like all of a sudden, what the?
So it hit and instantly, like I didn't feel anything on my finger. Like it just went numb. And then about a minute later, I was like excruciating. Like I have never felt that pain. Before.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So very unfortunate.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
I know, but like my luck, like holy crap. Yeah. I was like, what did I do to deserve this? And like make sure I don't ever do it again.
Yeah, Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
If it can go wrong, it will.
Whew, it was bad.
Yeah. You know, on Wednesday, Caitlin, we talked about Gen Z home buyers. How do you know? Is there like a home buying checklist? How do you know if you're ready to buy a house?
Yes, there is a home buying checklist, and it seems like more and more younger ages are starting to have interest in buying a home and becoming a homeowner. This checklist I got straight off of moneyguy.com. It's a really good podcast if you're interested. They help you, like they have so many different topics on there, not just about homes, but like how to make sure you're buying like a good investment with a car, auto stuff, retirement, wealth calculators, like all of that kind of stuff. So it is kind of good to learn about that stuff. I know when I was way younger, I had no interest in learning about any of that stuff. And now here I am today. And it is pretty interesting because it's like the real world stuff that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
But so the checklist, there's 8 items on this checklist. So if you are someone who possibly is thinking about buying a home, here we go. So the first one is how long is my time frame? I know I kind of touched on this on Wednesday, but so when you're thinking about buying a home, make sure you're going to be living in the home for 3 to 5 years. And I say 3 to 5, it did go up to 5 to 7. So kind of thinking about like that 5-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to ensure that when you go to sell your house, you are making a profit with the equity you have in the house. If you sell it really quick, like maybe within a year, there's a good chance that with the closing costs it takes to sell your house that you are going to come under and end up having to pay to sell your house. And that's what we don't want to happen.
Do not want that. No.
Yep, that would be a bad investment at that point. But because typically when you go to sell your house and you make a profit, what a lot of people will do is put that money that they made on a down payment for a new
on the next house.
Yes,
sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two is, what is the sizzle of my location? So location is very important.
What is the what?
The sizzle.
The sizzle.
Yeah, this is what moneyguy.com has. So they say, what is the sizzle of my location? And with sizzle, I think what they're getting at is just making sure that the location you're choosing is a good location for long term. Because again, ideally, you're living in this house for 5 years, so you want to be smart about where you're purchasing your house. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate here in Grand Forks, where pretty much anywhere in Grand Forks is safe and a good location. Bigger cities, though, might not be the case.
Right.
So things to look at is like schools in the area, making sure like maybe you don't have kids now, but in the next year or two, it's a possibility. So making sure that like the school districts are good where you want to be, the timing that market as well, making sure that you're buying a house in the right market could really save you a lot of money too. Making sure that you're close to maybe where you're working, which again, Grand Forks is awesome because it only takes like 10 minutes to get from one end of town to the other. So a lot of that here in Grand Forks locally, location is really good anywhere you go, but some things to consider. The next one is, what is your family situation like? So you might be someone who just got married. You might be someone who has kids on the way, things like that. So you might also be single buying your first like bachelor pad, whatever you have it. But just kind of be open-minded to the future. So instead of getting like a one-bedroom house, maybe consider two or three. Or if you have kids on the way, no one anticipates having twins or triplets. So making sure you maybe have three or four bedrooms, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So kind of just looking into the future, which can be really hard to do, but you have to kind of factor those things in because that's also going to help. You know, if you buy a one bedroom house and then next year now you're getting married and having kids, all that. Again, ideally you want to live in the house for 5 years.
Right.
Kind of just making sure you're making a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is, do you have good job security? And this one is really, really, really important. So where you are buying your home is probably based off of where your work is going to be. And on Wednesday, I know I talked about like the Gen Z population going straight out of college or living with their parents into their first home. And maybe you are someone who is fresh out of college and you don't have that big adult job yet. It might make more sense for you to rent one more year until you figure out where your job is going to be and all of that stuff if you're applying for jobs. Because the last thing you want to do is buy a house, get a job offer in a different state or something, and then have to move. So maybe it makes more sense to rent one more year until you have a job. And then for job security, again, it's just kind of going to go into like your income and everything like that as well. So maybe it makes more sense to wait another year until you have a bigger salary or income coming in.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is, how big is your emergency fund? So as a homeowner, there's a lot of surprise maintenance items that can pop up. AC, furnace can break. Maybe in the wintertime, I know
ice. Water heaters.
Yeah. In the wintertime here, there's like a lot of ice dams on roofs, which can cause leaking. So it's a lot of unexpected maintenance items. They say to have like 6 months reserves in your savings.
Yeah. When you I would end up freezing.
Yeah. I know. Right. I know my furnace is really old right now. Mm. It's like a 96, I think. So like any day now,
probably
I know what's going out.
Probably got a new one in right after the flood.
Yeah, exactly. So any day now I know what's going out. So it's something that I'm budgeting for as well, but just making sure that you, you know, they say you don't want to be married to your mortgage or anything like that. So having that emergency fund saved up is going to help you a lot, especially for first-time homebuyers with closing costs and the down payment. You don't want to wipe out your savings doing this. So just making sure you're budgeting. And if it's something that, you know, maybe 6 more months from now you might have more saved up, just wait 6 more months. There's no – you don't have to rush into buying a house.
Right, right.
So.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is, do I have an adequate down payment? So I know I talked about this on Wednesday as well. You do not have to have 20% to put down on your first home. Maybe, though, on your second home you do. But if you're buying a second home, you probably aren't looking at this checklist.
Right, right.
So on Wednesday, we talked about with, like, the different type of loans. We're VA at 0% down, if you can qualify for that.
Mm-hmm.
FHA is 3.5% down. Conventional, you can go as low as 3%. And of course, the more you can put down, the better off you're going to be. There's also, for first-time homebuyers, a lot of grants and assistance programs that helps you to be able to put down the down payment as well. And then something I want to add in here, a lot of first-time homebuyers get confused about, the down payment is separate from your closing cost. So they, you know, you put them, the down payment and closing costs go on closing day, but they are separate. So just, you know, talking with lenders and seeing the options you have, how much you have to save, everything like that. The next one is, do you have stable cash flow? So this is also going to go along with your stable job, everything like that. They say to aim to keep your total, like, expenses for your house, everything like that, below 25% of your gross income. Mm-hmm. If you're exceeding this, that's not good budgeting and you might be house poor. And what I mean by house poor is that you're married to your mortgage payments, you're living paycheck to paycheck. If an emergency maintenance item comes up, you can't afford it, and that becomes very stressful and scary. So we just want you to avoid that. So that's why we really stress having the 6 months reserves in your savings before buying a house. Mm-hmm. And then when you meet with lenders, they're also going to be able to help figure out, like, where you're at now and, you know, 6 months from now, what you can do to improve your savings and everything like that. Financial advisors are great to seek out as well. So, okay, the next one is, what is your credit score? So again, talking about lenders and everything like that, the credit score is crucial for getting the best interest rates. So lenders are going to be able to determine what you get pre-approved for by checking your credit score, your debt to income ratio. There's a lot that goes into it. So just making sure, again, to seek out lenders right away, because they're going to be able to help guide you in the right direction on, is it a good time to buy now or should we wait another year or two?
Okay.
So there's a lot of, those were the eight different tips and tricks on moneyguy.com. It's a really great resource. They have a blog, a podcast. They're on YouTube. They're everywhere. And I would highly suggest reaching out to them. You can ask them questions, everything like that, and they'll answer them in podcasts as well, which is, you know, if you want a question answered that's more for yourself and not like general public, you can always do that. And then they have a lot of different like graphs on there. Like they have a wealth calculator, net worth, different tips and tricks too. So definitely check them out. And then if you do have any questions in like the local Grand Forks real estate market, you can definitely reach out to a realtor or a lender and we can all help you out.
You know, and when these things go wrong, like up here, the furnace, you're going to find out in the winter.
Yep.
Your water heater, it's going to be in the winter. It's never, you know, and we mentioned Murphy's Law, whatever can go wrong will. Have you ever heard of Cole's Law?
I haven't. No, what is that?
It's thinly sliced cabbage. There we go. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Soli?
So my number is 320-267-6692. You can call or text me anytime with any questions.
Thinly sliced cabbage.
Yeah, that's
funny. You can use that one.
I will.
You have yourself a great weekend. It's always fun having you in here.
Thanks, you too.
All right, there you go. That's your realty expert, Caitlin Soli, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast in the books on this Friday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll have another one of these podcasts for you coming up next Wednesday.